Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for being in the audience. Thank you for your support. I get so many, not thousands of emails every week, but I definitely get a lot of emails asking questions and supporting the show. So I just want to say I read them all. Even if it takes me a couple of days, I read them all, and thank you so much. Yes, the info, you can write an email to me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com at any time, questions, and maybe, who knows, maybe your question will be on the air the next week. So for my new listeners, you might be wondering what the show is about, reality, spirituality, who is this person, who is this woman, what? This show is, I'm actually coming up to my fourth year anniversary with the Reality Spirituality, and this show is something that I really love doing, connecting with you, the audience, and answering and talking about real life issues. For instance, yesterday I had a few callers on the air, and one woman has called into the show more than once. I recognize the even if it takes me a few months to recognize the same number, but I always recognize the story. And it was a woman who's been living in her car for 14 months, 15 months, 16 months, but she always starts the conversation with, "I'm living in my car." And I don't remember exactly how I've commented or how I responded to her in the past, but yesterday I brought it all home, and I just want to wrap it up. The topic of today's show is you are the answer. You are the answer. You are the solution. You are in charge of how you are feeling in any single moment. And this woman was really, I love the fact that, and whoever calls in, feel free to call in. The number is 564. Wait, hold on a second. Let me make sure of the number because I don't want to give out the wrong number. So many numbers in my head. The number is area code for you to call in live, 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. Call in with your questions to ask me anything about your life and your challenges. But this is the thing. You have all of the answers right inside, right in that mirror. I used to think that other people, my circumstances, where I was in my life, was quote-unquote the problem. Living in a car for 15 months, that's a problem. When in reality, there's no such thing as a problem. What? There's no such thing as a problem. All this life, this is what I believe, all this life is experiences, and each experience, each moment, in every moment, I have the great, what's the word I'm looking for? And I can't find it right now. What I'm saying in every moment, there is, and this life is a game. It's a puzzle. But we're always getting clues. The universe gives me clues in every single day. And lessons. I feel like I'm in school. I feel like I am in taking a class of, actually the class is called Life. And in this class called Life, there are things that happen, there are things that don't happen, there are people that come in my life, there are people that come in and out of my life, and everything that happens, there is a reason. There is a reason for all of it. Now, I used to try to figure out what that reason was. I used to really want to know why. And now I've gotten to a point in my life where the answer to that question, why me, why is it happening to me, why me, why this life, I don't even really ask it, I'm just making a statement. I got to a point where that why has one universal answer. And the answer to the why is this happening to me, why am I experiencing this, the answer is always the same. And the answer is, it's for my betterment. It's for my growth. It's for my evolution. And when I started really trusting and knowing that that is the reason why I'm experiencing everything, all of it, even the things that, quote, don't feel so comfortable, living in a car, financial challenges, health challenges, getting older challenges, children challenges, parent challenges, coworker challenges, everything, there is a reason. And it's to get me, it's like a light going off. Rebecca, this is your opportunity to become even more conscious and become even more aware of the last moment. In other words, hold on a second. I'm going to make sure that I have to. Yeah, you're welcome to call in. I have a few people in the queue, but nobody wants to come on live. Hold on a second. Okay. I'm back, audience. This multitasking, because listen, I'm producer, I'm director, I'm a call screener. I'm show content putter together. Anyway, bottom line is this. It's very, very freeing and very empowering to know after all these years of, quote, struggling, suffering, agony, angst, after all of these years to finally realize I don't have to struggle. I don't have to suffer. I don't have to feel bad. I don't have to get depressed. I don't have to lose sleep. I don't have to worry. Why? It all began when I finally, you know how the light bulb goes on, the aha moment, the light bulb brighter than ever, when I finally got that when I stop struggling with all of it, where I am in my life, let me just share something with you. This happened a couple of days ago. I had somebody working with me, because I am not computer savvy. I am not really, believe it or not, social media savvy, but especially computer website. I'm just not that. It's just not my thing. And so I had a woman working with me and assisting me just part-time, supposedly keeping my website current. Audience, I checked my website a couple of days ago, and guess what? My website is current. It's definitely current. If we're in the year 2014, my website is current. And we're not in the year 2014. We're in the year 2015. In fact, we're halfway through the year of 2015. And in that moment, in that instant, I'm not going to say I forgot everything I know or forgot everything I learned, but in that instant, I was, oh, my God, this is so unprofessional. This is so tacky. People that don't know me, if they're going to look for my site and they're going to see that it's 2014, even my website, 2014, even the events that I was speaking at, it's all 2014. And I thought for a second, and I'm going to go to the queue in just a second, I thought for a second, oh, my God, what a disaster. And it lasted for about a good 10, 15 minutes. I was stressing over it. What if somebody's right? People are going to see it and then be passed because my website is 2014. And I just brought it all the way back. There's no reason for me to be anxious or concerned about a website that's not current. I mean, can you imagine that was bothering me for 2 to 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes? Can you imagine allowing that to bother me? And that's the point. It's my choice to either struggle or find some people that are going to help me out with the website, bring it up to speed, 2015, and be done with it. Life is all about making the choices to either suffer or just to flow, knowing that everything's in order. I'm going to go to my first caller. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hello.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call. My first name is Deep.
Deep?
Yes, that's right.
Hi, Deep. Nice. Thank you so much for joining the show. What's your challenge? What's your question?
I was wondering if you picked anything about my love life.
Oh, your love life. I love it when people call in and they want to know about their love life. And my question, and stay with me, okay, because I'm going to get to your question. Can you stay with me?
Yes, of course.
Yay, good, perfect. And my question is, why do you want to know about your love? And you're asking for something in the future, correct?
Yes, nothing which is happening now, or which I want to cross-check is going well or not. Something in the future.
Okay. And you want to know about your love life because
I have been in a long, bad relationship and I came out of it 2 years back and it's over. I've done my healing, self-loving, and I feel better now. And I feel I'm ready for a relationship. And that's why.
I love your response. I love your answer. And now, see, this is so important, and it's one of the top issues that I found doing this show. And let me explain why. First of all, your point of you're in a relationship and it wasn't, I like to say it wasn't compatible energy. The energy was back and forth and maybe it just didn't flow and it wasn't a growing environment. It wasn't a peaceful environment. It wasn't an enriching environment. It was something different, correct?
Yes, that's right. Or we could say that it was, I had lessons to learn and I've learned my lessons and I'm more matured as a person and as a soul.
So I have another question for you. So what you're saying is you've learned, you've moved on, you've taken time to be by yourself, you've done a lot of reflecting, you've done a lot of growing, and now you're ready for something else. You're ready for a relationship that is going to complement who you are right now.
Yeah, that's very nice of putting it, yes.
Ooh, thank you. So this is what I found out. I've been in relationships, been married, boyfriends, blah blah blah, and I did the same thing. okay, I'm ready, universe. I'm ready to find my soulmate. I'm ready for, you know, I've done all the work. I've done all the healing. I'm a different person. I'm a more evolved person. Universe, I'm ready. Let's go. Where is this person? Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Where is she? Where are they? And the truth is, my dear Deep, the truth is, when it's time, it's not on my time schedule. It's never on my time schedule. If I'm alone, if I'm not in a relationship, it's because I'm not supposed to be in a relationship. Whether or not I think I've grown, whether or not I think I'm ready, or whether or not I go to the universe. Hey, look, universe, look, I check this off. I check self-respect, yes. Self-esteem, yes. Feel better about life, yes. Do I know what I want now? Yes. I'm ready, universe, I'm ready. Okay, let's go, let's go, let's go. And the truth is, the relationship will come when it's time to come. That sucks, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
but hold on a second. Let me hold on a second. It only sucks because I thought.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, now I can. There was a break in between. It's all right. Please, sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That's why this is a live show, Reality Spirituality live show. What I was saying is, it only sucks because I thought that I was in charge of what happens. I thought that I know and knew more and better and was wiser than the universe. I thought that I was the one that was making things happen or making things not happen. And I'm telling you right now, that I'm not in charge, and regardless of what I say, or regardless of what I think, and regardless of what I know, the universe is in charge. And if I am supposed to be in a relationship, guess what? I am going to be in a relationship. And if I'm not, that's exactly where I'm supposed to be, by myself. And this is the question. See, this is the question. Because the universe, listen, I've got my things too. Hey, when are the millions of dollars rolling in? When can I start traveling all over the world sharing this message of the foundation, the importance of happiness? When is that going to happen, universe? I'm ready right now. Where are all the opportunities? Right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing. You're using relationship. I'm using more speaking opportunities in the world. It's the same thing. When is it going to happen, universe? I'm ready. Let's go. I've learned my lessons. I got a lot to teach, a lot to share. And the bottom line is, when the universe, when it happens, it's going to happen. I can't speed it up. I can't slow it down. I can't make it happen, and I can't stop it from happening. So the universe has asked me, this is the question, listen to this one. This is a real killer. You ready for this, Deep? You ready for this one?
Yes, I am.
This is a real killer. This is going to just like throw water all over you. This is going to just throw water all over you. I mean, trust me, because I've just thrown water all over me. And this is the question that the universe asked me. You're ready? It says, listen, Rebecca, if you don't have speaking engagements all over the world, if you don't travel, if only thousands of people know your name and not millions of people know your name and know what you, in other words, listen to you and want to hear what you have to say. If you only have a few hundred people listening to the show, are you still going to be happy? Are you still going to be okay? Are you still going to be able to appreciate and enjoy and love this life?
Yes.
And you know my answer has to be a yes. All right, universe,
yes.
You win.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
Yes, it is.
So talk to me. What do you think about my comments?
How would I relate that to the question which I've asked in terms of love?
Ah, okay. Let's go back to your question. Your question is, no one knows, I don't care, at least I don't believe, the future. Anytime I'm in the future, wanting to know the future, expecting something from the future, it means, number one, I'm not in the present. The present moment is all I have. The present moment is all my reality. And if I'm dissatisfied in the present moment, I'm going to be dissatisfied in the future. And for me, the reason why I said let me go back to relationships. Let me just talk about me and relationships. If I wanted a relationship in the future and I'm waiting for this relationship to happen, and the reason why I want this relationship or looking for it or wanting it right now is because I think I'm going to feel better or feel different or feel more fulfilled or feel fuller or feel more than or feel more satisfied. That's just not the case. I have to feel satisfied in this moment. Regardless if one person listens to the show, regardless if I'm in a relationship, regardless if I have money, regardless whatever it is, this moment is the moment of fulfillment. It's never about the future moment. So when I ask or I want to know about the future moment, I'm actually subtracting from my happiness and I'm not appreciating and enjoying to the fullest this present moment.
Yes, makes sense.
And so the universe really wants you to enjoy the present moment. Now, this is about you specifically. Wants you to enjoy this present moment, whether you have somebody in your life or not. Because quite frankly, the one entity that is going to be the most fulfilling to you is not a person. It's never a person. Your relationship is, the most important relationship that you have is your relationship with the universe, not a person. That's number one. These people are here to compliment. These people are here to teach us different things about ourselves. But they're never here to be the main relationship, in my humble opinion. So in reality, you're asking the universe, hey, universe, okay, you're not my main relationship. I'm really looking forward to second string or third string or fourth string. And it's really the universe. It's a one-on-one connection, one-on-one relationship with the universe. And when I realized that finally, guess what, Deep? I was never bored. I was never lonely. I was never feeling like crap about myself. I was never feeling empty. It's very satisfying, very satisfying. Not to need or want or even think about, well, what's missing?
Can you elaborate a bit more about connecting with the universe? What you meant by that?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Let me just check. Hold on a second. Let me just make a quick check here. I've got messages and hold on a second. Messages. Yes. This is what I mean about connecting with the universe. Okay. Do you have like an appliance in your home, maybe a toaster? Do you have a toaster in the house?
Yes, I do.
Yay! I love the toaster. Okay, so toaster. So pretend you are the toaster. And when you plug in to the electricity, to the socket, you are actually connected. Now the toaster is working. Now the toaster is able to toast. Now the toaster is able to work. So when you plug in to that socket, when you plug in, you are plugging into the universe. You are connected to the universe. You are able to be everything you are. You are able to be yourself. You are able to work. You are able to flow. You are able to shine. For me, I can feel the difference when I'm plugged into the universe or when I'm connected to the universe and when I'm not. And when I'm not connected, I have these feelings of something's wrong or events aren't happening quick enough or there is an issue that there's something's not flowing correct. Something's wrong. Basically, that's it. Dissatisfaction and something's wrong. Now, the connecting to the universe is interesting because we were born connected. We are all born connected. And we are always connected, but it's this realization of who we really are. I believe that I am more spiritual, I am more energy than I am human. See, when I get into this human mode of, okay, wanting to be in a relationship, wanting to have what I think are things that, when I say think, the quote, successful, meaning have the definition. In other words, I'm kind of fumbling over here, but there's a difference between what man thinks is important and what the universe thinks is important. And so it's really in every moment deciding which team are you playing for? Which team are you on? Which team do you really belong to? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so getting back to being connected and living connected. And one of the things that I want to share with you, Deep, is that you are never, ever alone, and you always have the ability to get all of the answers that you need. Now, your answers, the answers that you need have nothing to do with when is a relationship coming or what about my love life or when is my business going to grow or when am I going to have millions of dollars or any of that or when am I going to, climb the ladder and achieve all these titles. That's all man-made type of a mentality. Universal questions and universal answers are, universe, how do I get to a point where I trust that everything is happening is a divine plan and I surrender to all of it? I surrender and I trust all of it. And I'm not looking at what anybody else has. And I don't really care about what's going on in anybody else's life or the world to that degree. It's not even my issue. It's not my purpose. My purpose is to evolve and to grow and to be who I really am. And who you are, my dear Deep, who you are is an entity that is more than this self-love. It's this accepting and knowing and getting to the point where you're so full and so big and so overflowing with you that anybody else that comes into your life, people, coworkers, relationships, is going to be enriched also. See, you don't need anyone to take you to another level. You don't need anybody else. people will come to you because they are attracted to your example of knowing and trusting and surrendering, knowing that everything is in order, knowing that there are no mistakes, knowing that your life is evolving, and knowing that your life is unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to, moment by moment, relationship or no relationship.
Yes. Yes, I'm with you.
You're with me. Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
Edinburgh in the United Kingdom.
Wow. I love it. I love it when this show reaches across the oceans. I had one caller a few weeks ago from Africa. I just love it. I just love it. So tell me how you're feeling now, because I felt a little shift in your energy. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling more in the present, and like you said, it's not about something, when will it happen? It's about more about what is happening now and about enjoying the moment. Because
yes.
Even if you think of it, even tomorrow will be a moment. If tomorrow I think of day after tomorrow, the present moment will never happen.
You know, okay, so let me tell you how you are affecting me and how you just affected me. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
When I hear the truth, when I hear and I'm around people, humans, if you will, that are connected to the universe, I get chills. And when you were speaking, I'm getting them now. I got chills all over my body. My arms are chilling up. My neck is chilling up. My legs are chilling up. I have goosebumps all over my body when I listen to you speak. Because what you were speaking was the truth, and you were connected, and you know. And see, that's the thing. Know that sometimes, even me, sometimes I lose a little bit of connection. Sometimes I'm, universe, what, why? But I always come back to being connected. And so what you have just said, not only is the truth, it's for everybody else that's going to be listening to this call. And life is about practicing. It's about experiencing these ups and downs and these times where, okay, I want something different and I want something and I'm not totally satisfied in this moment. I want something a little different because I think I know what's best. But those thoughts are going to flash, and they're going to flash less and less and less the more that you trust, not just you, people trust and relax. And relax with all of it.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
so,
Rebecca.
Yeah, and you, my dear, you now, not only do you know the truth, but you can share the truth by being the example of the truth.
Mm. Yes.
So you're just like me. I'm just like you. You're here to remind me. I'm here to remind you. These people are here to remind us of the truth.
Yeah.
What a blessing you are. What a gift you are.
Thank you.
I mean that. I mean that. I'm getting chills again. I mean it. And let me say this. I didn't tell you anything that you didn't already know. I just reminded you.
Yes.
Simple reminder.
Like an affirmation.
Yes.
It was like an affirmation, which is so important in life, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And you are... You know, there's the majority of people, even if they're reminded. It's just that there's a really deep understanding, a deep knowing that some people, it's just not time for them to know it or get it. But you have been blessed and you have been chosen. You have been chosen, Deep. You've been chosen to know the truth, to be able to express the truth, and to be able to live the truth. You have been chosen. It's a very small population, 1-2%. Remember that. You're chosen.
Yeah. It's like that poem, which was like, what is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare.
Oh, I like it. Say, what is it again? Say it again.
What is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. Those are the first two lines. Yeah.
That's really, I love that.
Yeah.
So how are you going to spend your tomorrow?
I'm back to work tomorrow. Tomorrow being a Monday. Only thing different I would do is think less about when is it going to happen for me, rather than being more in the present and appreciating and enjoying what I have in the present moment.
And knowing that. When you are supposed to have a relationship, you will. If it's not happening, whether it's relationship, whether it's job opportunity, whether you're living in a car, if it's not happening, it's not supposed to happen yet. And that was a trick question that I gave you. I said, what are you going to do tomorrow? The answer is, I don't know. You know, it's I don't know. It's really about one. And another thing I want to talk to you about or leave you with, it's really about embracing and loving and being okay with uncertainty.
Yeah, that's the thing which we all have problems with, facing uncertainty and accepting uncertainty.
That's right. That's a big one, isn't it?
It is.
But this is the only reason why. You know the reason why? It's hard to accept. You know the reason why?
And that's also the reason why. Sorry, you were asking me. No, I don't know the answer. Go on.
Oh.
I was just saying.
The reason why is, and I'm only going to use myself as an example, is because I thought I had control. It is one of the hardest things to give up is control, or the thought of thinking that I have control, or the thought of thinking that I can control some of this and I can and the hardest thing is letting go of that steering wheel and allowing the universe to do its thing and letting go of control. I used to be a control-aholic. I mean, I was addicted to having control, and control of anything is really an illusion. It's not reality. Control? The universe laughs. Oh, they think they're controlling all of this. What a laughs.
And no. How were you able to give up control?
Good question. Have you listened to the show when I give the analogy about the car?
Uh-huh. I did not. I will go back to the archives.
I'll tell you right now. Tell you right now. You don't have to go back to the archives because it's a really good analogy. So, luxury car. What is your favorite luxury car?
A BMW, I would say. I had one. I lost it in an accident. It wasn't my fault, but I still lost that car.
Okay.
Anyways, let's say BMW.
Okay, and you love the car, right? The car was your dream luxury ideal car, correct?
Yes, correct.
And what color was it?
Blue.
Ooh, beautiful blue. And so you're in your car, you're in your car, but you're in the back seat of your car. You follow me?
The universe is driving the car, let's say.
Hey! You already heard, you already know. That's right. You're in the back seat, and the universe is driving.
Mm-hmm.
And who is the best driver? You or the universe?
Yeah, the universe.
Yes. How did I give up control? It wasn't overnight. It took years and years and years of unlearning. Unlearning and honestly getting really tired of trying to control. I was exhausted.
Hmm. The challenge, I think, in accepting this, that somebody else has control over our lives, is because it's such an esoteric concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very tangible. God, universe, these concepts are not tangible. We can't see, feel, believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why people who are not as spiritual, they struggle with giving up control, with accepting uncertainty, with living in the present moment and not wanting to know what the future has in store for them.
You're absolutely right. But this is the reason why, because at 1 year old or 2 years old, we didn't have any, there was no urgency to try to control. But we learned this illusion of oh, we have control over it. Something happens and I have control over it. And so we learned it. It's really an unlearning. It's an unlearning.
It is.
Of what we learned. And but it's okay, because these other people, another thing is, one of the things that I have to let go is trying to look at other people and thinking there's something wrong with what they're doing or how they're living. The universe has their life under a perfect plan too. It's just like you plant a fruit tree, you plant an apple tree, and you can't pick the apples before they're ripe. It's going to taste like crap. So everyone, even the people that quote don't get it yet, they're still growing. They're just not ripe. So they're okay too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like work in progress. We are all souls at different levels of maturity, and we have to pass through that moment of learning, of making mistakes and falling and then standing up again, isn't it?
Okay, here we go. Now you brought up something else. My dear Deep, there's no such thing as a mistake. None.
Yeah.
The universe is in charge of everything. The universe is in charge of this creation. And the universe never makes a mistake. Now, man will sit there and label it, oh, that's a mistake. There are no mistakes. Zero. You've never made a mistake, my dear. Never. Even that relationship that you're in with, that you said was troubling or challenging, that wasn't a mistake either. There are no mistakes. So you are banned forever from using that word mistake. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. Can we say it is learning? It was a lesson.
Yes. We're in school constantly.
Yeah.
It's all a big schoolyard. And there's no breaks. There's no lunch, there's no recess, there's no time off, always in school. It's always learning. That's why I'm here, to learn, to grow, and be happy about all of it. Learn and grow and be happy. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Rebecca.
Thank you. You know, your call was you had so many great, now I'm getting chills again, so many great points that if one person listens to this show, they're going to receive a lot of wealth of wisdom and information just because of you.
It had to be you to bring those my thoughts out. Otherwise, even I was in a confused state of mind.
Now we're a team. Yes, you're right. Yeah, team. That's what it is. Teamwork. Chills again. Okay, so here we go. Enjoying the day, right? Enjoying every moment and being okay with uncertainty and knowing and trusting and allowing the universe to drive and getting and just relaxing, and there are no mistakes and there are no blocks and nothing that is not, if it's not happening, it's not supposed to happen. If it's happening, it's supposed to happen, and enjoy it all. Every moment is a gift, and your most important relationship, the most powerful relationship is your relation with the truth, which is the relationship with the universe.
Yes. Yes, Rebecca.
Thank you so much for listening. Call anytime. Thank you so much. You made the whole show.
Thank you. Thanks for your time and for your coaching, Rebecca. Thank you. I'll listen to the archives again.
Okay, good. Perfect. Oh, my goodness. See, honestly, I could actually just sit here and just start crying. I think I am going to start crying. But they're happy tears. Happy tears. Because I don't pretend to have, you know, sitting on the hill having all of the answers. And I am just like everybody else out there, just with this life and understanding and wanting to know more about the truth. And I say when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to, number one, I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And the universe, whenever you ask the question, how can I be happy? How do I get to the truth? How do I understand? Those are the questions. How do I understand more of what, how do I know my purpose? And my purpose and my destiny is all about sharing what I've learned to get me to a point of internal knowing, peace, contentment, happiness. Just the words are contentment and peace, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what's not happening. And how do I share that? And if one person hears it, fine. And if nobody hears it, that's okay too, because the universe is always listening. The universe is the relationship. The universe is my strength, my foundation, my power, my whole in existence. What a wonderful, wonderful show. I can't get over it. I'm so excited about the last few moments with my caller. And now we're coming up to the end of the hour. I have a few people in the queue. If you want to talk to me live, just press the number one. If not, I'm going to call it a day and wrap it up. I think the show was so rich. No, I don't think it. I know it was so rich and so full of so much important information from Deep, and just sharing and being honest. You know, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to Facebook at Reality Spirituality and like Reality Spirituality Show. I want you to remember, everyone, who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Trust. Flow without resistance. surrender, let go, and allow the universe to do its work. Allow the universe to work through you. Allow the universe to live through you. Be the example of the universe. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all, and thank you deep.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.